friend with the spooky music. Hi. I forgot to turn it off. It's fine. It's all good. I'm celebrating my victories. How are you all today? I'm just over here and celebrating my victories. How are you? I don't know what this is, but here we are. Excuse me. My throat is still atrocious. I'm trying my best. Again, everyone has hay fever in Will Branch. It's canon. Don't worry about it. All right. So, as you all have seen the scene play out with this creature being pulled back in, the summoning circle closing, and Elizabeth sitting there, unconscious, eventually, people begin to rush in. A, you feel that strange feeling once more of this black ichor, but it seems to actually be drenched over Elizabeth's shoulders like a cloak.
I'm focusing on the people that came up, that have come in.
In that case, I think Iggy will focus on the ichor.
As you look towards the people that are running in, it's hard to see their expressions. Not because of everything that's going on, but as you look towards their face, their expressions are almost like blurred. Like their faces are blurred.
Damn.
I guess it's because Elizabeth was knocked down for death.
Right.
Yeah. Iggy, you're looking towards the ichor?
Yeah.
As you look towards the ichor, it starts at the shoulders, and it's just slowly draping over her.
Hmm. Iggy's going to... He's going to try to use magic again. This time he's going to try to basically take his magic and just use it as a, like a, to cover Elizabeth and try to prevent the ichor from like covering her any further.
Sure. Roll plus weird.
Roll a plus weird.
Up. Use magic.
Yep. With the 9, I guess, yeah.
A 9?
Oh wait. We still got the worst in the memory, right?
Yep, so you get a +1.
Yeah.
Okay. So with the +1. Well, I'm seeing you have a +1 on here.
Oh, did I? Oh, okay.
Yes, you already have a +1, so it's a mixed success.
So it's a mix.
Yeah, so with the mixed success, that means there's a bit of a glitch.
Okay.
So your goal was to try to get this thing not to be able to latch onto her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's going to take a while for it to kind of cover her. So as it's still covering, your magic starts to envelop her in a way... that tries to get off, but it's not quite catching up with it. The ichor still touches her skin as it crawls down her, like, dripping. And even a partner who could not see the ichor before looks towards you and looks towards it and kind of feels what you want and starts to move over towards her. And, like, because he's still kind of... He's still in the form of Skull Rider. He takes his cape off and tries to also cover her with it, which kind of starts to burn the ichor away. Hey, you're still looking towards the blurred faces?
I mean, if I can't discern anything from the expressions, then...
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. As you're looking towards it, and you're about to go, well, I can't see anything. As you see... As Iggy, you see the cape kind of go over, and you see some of the ichor dying. The faces are becoming more clear. Only a little.
I can't really communicate. I can't communicate with the rest of my group, can I?
You can. You can talk with each other.
I will say whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
I'm not doing it.
I'm still
doing it, but I'm like.
It's. Taking...
He's probably thinking like, I didn't know my kid can do that. I gotta remember that for next time.
And then he just kind of yells over, "No, it's my cape. It's not your cape." Sorry. That would be cool, though. You know, we'll work on that. Maybe.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
Yeah, we'll work on it. We'll try. And then he's trying to, like, just kind of, even though he can't see the black ichor, he looks towards you. Where is it now? Is it on her still? Hold on. Is it here? And he'll start trying to brush some off, and you see some of it actually come off of her.
Oh, it's actually working.
Keep doing that. Okay. And he starts, trying to just, like almost like she's covered in dirt. He just kind of pats her off like a father would if a kid was playing in the mud. He just starts patting her off a little bit. And as he's doing these actions of patting her off, you can see the expressions starting to come clearer and clearer. This magic that you can see is being... You can't see what's happening exactly, but you do see the magic, and you do see some of it just going blip, blip off, like somebody's brushing it off.
All right, I'm going to keep paying attention.
The expressions that you can see after most of it is taken off, they look absolutely worried for Elizabeth. They look shocked and scared of what has happened. You see the blood on the ground. And a few of them look towards Elizabeth in total fear of her safety. You can hear their voices enter your mind as you can read their thoughts. Going, what happened? That wasn't supposed to happen, right? Is Elizabeth okay?
The one I'm focusing on mostly is Helena.
Helena has not entered the scene.
Mm, that's weird. You would think. Do you see anything, A?
No, everybody just looks worried.
Is Helena here?
No.
You would think the leader of a coven would be the first one in the tent. He kind of looks to Laura, like, Laura, can you see if you can find her?
Yeah, Laura is going to try looking around.
Okay. You kind of poke your head out of the tent because ghost rules. And you start to look around a little bit. I'm going to use the term ghost rules. It makes the most sense. That's just easiest.
You're welcome.
It does. It works. I'm sorry. It's stupid. I love it. Anywho, as you're poking your head out, kind of looking around and just trying to see what the heck is going on, where Helena is, you can see she seems to be putting up some sort of circle around this tent. The circle itself, you feel, is of an ancient fey magic, and you know that this is a barring circle. It is to keep other things out. It is a protection ward. So she is setting up a protection ward of sorts.
Lorelai tilts her head. Like, she, looking at the ward, she's kind of, like, confused.
Just roll plus weird for your senses.
Ooh.
Ooh, a 10.
Mm. That's even without the plus ones.
Spicy 10.
I'm gonna send you a whisper.
Oh, this is getting good now.
Lorelai, as you are just kind of like looking around, you hear her whispering under her breath a little bit. And let me type in my sentence and I'll let you know what she says.
Oh.
This tense is killing me. I think it's something in this one.
Yeah. No, it's going to be on roll 20.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be on roll 20. Oh.
I have whispered it to you.
Oh! Oh, boy.
That's not a good sound.
Laura, I don't know laughing? What you mean. Let me gently brush the hair out of my face.
Laura, why are you laughing?
What do you mean? I'm just a simple keeper.
Broden Kelly, is that an EpiPen? Why are you giving me an EpiPen?
Are those peanuts? Broden Kelly.
Broden, no.
Are those peanuts? Aren't you allergic to peanuts? Is that an EpiPen? Brody, no. No.
Lore, you see anything?
Yes.
Okay.
As she comes back in quickly.
a protection circle.
Uh-huh.
Against what?
It's protecting a ward to keep things out.
Is that all? Nope.
Alexa, shut your face.
Echo, why are you like this?
Why do you do?
I say Echo, so no one else goes off. Echo, why do you do this?
Echo, why you like this?
Echo, please.
Stop it. I get it. Feed our cat.
This is more interesting. The cat can wait.
The fucking cat.
Okay. Sorry, what did I miss?
Nothing.
Okay.
Alright.
We're making fun of the Echo. It's fine.
Okay, is there anything else?
Lorelei Lorelei looks at him and says, she said, God, why is brain not working? Hello, brain, wake up!
Brain, wake up!
I don't like this!
Work!
Okay.
I know it's been a long day, but work! Okay, so Lorelei basically, she just kind of gives this serious look of saying that she saw, what was her name again?
Helena.
Helena saying, muttering, I didn't think she was this powerful one, or do I do now?
This was going to happen. This was going to happen. Knew this was going to happen.
Lorelei was also in the mindset of, I fucking knew it.
J'accuse!
I knew it!
What was in those candies?
You all are dead, by the way. You're actually in the world, the underworld right now.
God damn it. Strawberry candies.
You thought you went to memories. You actually died.
Okay, well, time to erase and reroll.
Question is, what is she keeping out?
That's a good question.
Let's see where this goes then.
I got a question, and I don't know if I can...
Ask me a question.
I don't know. Can I separate myself from the demon thingy now?
You already are.
Okay. Can I poke my head out and look?
Yeah.
I mean, ghost rules.
Ghost rules.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The reason why is I want to see if it's meant to keep something out, is this specific circle also meant to keep something in?
It's not meant to keep someone in. I will answer your question because you know circles. You're a demon.
Yeah. This is definitely one that's supposed to keep something out then.
The circle that surrounds is supposed to keep something out. The circle that Elizabeth used is supposed to bring something in. It is definitely a summoning circle. It's not supposed to keep anything in, but the outer one is supposed to keep something away. It's a type of bane circle of sorts. It's supposed to keep things out. It's a barrier / bane kind of thing. Do I recognize
what exactly it's supposed to keep out?
That I will make you roll plus weird.
Okay, yeah, because I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah,
roll plus weird with a -2 because he's tired. Well, like, actually, it'll be a -1.
-1.
Because you're getting back.
Still got
to
a 10.
A 10. So your questions are, I'm going to say these are your investigative mystery. Do you want to ask me 2 general questions or 1 specific one?
I guess this would be a specific one.
Yeah, that's true.
What is the summoning circle supposed to protect against specifically? Yeah. Or the wards, yeah.
Honestly, as you're looking over it, it's a very shoddy circle. It's done in haste. It's done in panic. It doesn't keep anything particular out. It just keeps all magic out, so it only allows for mundane in the circle. So basically, it's a magic dampening of sorts.
Okay. So it's not meant to keep it. She wasn't aware of anything specific that was going to come after them.
The Bane spell does not target anything specific. It just makes sure that nothing can enter.
Alright, so that gets rid of one of my worries right there. That's what I was wondering. So, yeah, it's just a general protection.
Yep.
Okay. I guess we're letting the memory play out still? This is where it ends.
It doesn't end. If you want to continue it, I'm waiting for all of you to tell me you want to continue.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, let's keep it going then.
All right. Please, I shall. As he says, you asked me so nicely. As you all watch the scene continue to play out, the sisters that are inside that kind of help Elizabeth up, she is completely comatose. So it's like her eyes are open slightly, but she is just following with them. As she is kind of being locked into what you believe, A, is what she discussed as the holding area where she would be where she would find out the results of her trial to find that, you know, what would happen, what her fate was for murdering her parents, because that's what she thought she did. And as she sits in this room is just dripping with black ichor as she enters it. There is so much strange corruption of sorts in this memory.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need a lot more help getting this stuff out.
A, go ahead and roll a investigative mystery with plus weird.
Okay. Investigate and mystery. And a 1 forward?
Yes.
A 10.
This comes back to your studies. Almost demons have to have a somewhat understanding of the mundane world if they're going to enter the mundane world. They don't know if they will until they just take that leap of faith and go into it. Of course, the goal as a demon once you enter the mundane world is to attach to someone, maybe many people, and start making pacts. But mundane are fickle things with a magic of their own. A, you know this magic is not of anything that you all are capable of. But you all are in the sense as well. This is just made by mundane.
What, the ichor or?
Correct. And you have a memory of sorts that's not your own. You see Ash slowly going insane, slowly going mad in his own thoughts. But you see a version you didn't get to see prior. Black ichor covers him, drips from the ceilings and the walls that you could not see before. You would have noticed it. But you didn't see this prior. You only saw him pacing the rooms, talking with himself, losing himself to his emotions. But this was something of his own design. This is something of Elizabeth's own design.
What is this?
You have a memory before you took a form. In fact, let's go back, eh? Let's go back to when we were in the Infernal Hells, shall we? What do you think A looked like when he was a demon? Give me a description, if you will. Paint me a picture with your adjectives.
I mean, knowing A, he was probably just kind of this formless, shapeless shadow that was vaguely humanoid.
Boring. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. Fine. He had like 18 wings.
No, that's perfect. If you want him to be formless, I like it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just like, I like the idea of just him being a primordial dark ooze of a human with a vaguely humanoid shape.
I like that.
You know, he'd be mistaken as a shadow if you saw him like down like an alley or something.
I love it. Yeah. I love it, love it, love it. All right. As you are in the Infernal Hells, kind of thinking on your next moves of moving to the mortal realm, you're just waiting for the right person to summon you. You hear a cackling voice beside you just go, "You're still waiting?" And as you look, you see this very bat-like creature, very tall, with multiple limbs, just kind of drinking from a chalice, as it looks towards you. Another greater demon.
You're still here?
Of course. Well, it didn't help that my mundane decided to go through whatever the fuck they do. And you see him drinking this black liquid. Ah, but this stuff is sweet, though, sometimes. I have found that I enjoy the indulgence.
How do you drink that while you're upside down?
It's a talent that I've worked on for many eons. And then he jumps down and looks towards you. Would you like to try?
No, I think I'll pass.
Pity. Anxiety is my absolute favorite of the flavors. And he just takes a sip.
Which one's that one?
Ah, this one's the one that did the last one in. Just pure depression. A little bit of guilt kind of sprinkled in is something that I grow fond of. But no guilt today, just straightforward hopelessness. Oh, so sad. Oh, so tragic. I will miss its flavor as I will miss this mortal it was part of. He made so much of it, poor thing.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if we demons have a taste for other things.
Other things? Like what?
We dine on sadness and despair and other such dark ichors. What about light and levity?
Why would you want to taste that?
Oh, wouldn't you? Don't you wonder what it is that the angels drink?
What? You're positively mad. They destroy this stuff, and you just look towards the acre. And this stuff is addictive. It's delicious. You wouldn't know because you've never tasted a drop. That's why you have no form yet.
Mine will come.
Not if you don't enjoy and sample the many different depression and emotions that are there to sample.
Who's to say that's the only thing that would bring me form?
Ugh. You are always and shall always be a stick in the mud. I will leave you to our prose, you poet. And he starts to walk away, just sipping on his drink. And that's when you remember. The ichor comes from a strange magic that mortals possessed. Emotions. When extreme amounts of hopelessness, depression, or other things come, and I will give a trigger warning because I am going into themes of suicide. That's what demons dine on the most, but also that's what demons prey on. It's how they make sure they get their wizards and witches and all of their different magic users and those that fall for their promises to get rid of it. Because power is only a temporary fix of sorts. Usually their wishes are only a temporary thing that will get rid of it. But it eventually comes back. There are some, though, that they don't ever admit any of that. You had never seen this from Elizabeth. And since you had forgotten your memories of being an infernal, you did not witness it with Ash at all. But now that you are seeing it in a memory, you know full well what this is.
So it is despair.
Roll plus weird for speaking. Me again.
Yeah, like.
And I will give you more information.
Okay. God, I'm running tens back to back.
Look at you! You're banned. You OP, please nerf. All right.
Okay, somebody check his rolls.
I'm trying. I'm trying. All right. Your questions are, this is despair. So you want to know exactly what it is, yes?
But what's the source of this? Now to know it's emotions, what negative emotion is fueling this?
It is a mixture that surrounds her of guilt, fear, and extreme depression. All things that should not surround a small child.
Not at all.
No.
Now, I guess the other question is, what do we do with it?
That's up for you to decide. The ichor itself does not cause any harm. It does not notice you. It just strips.
Or we're surrounded by it?
Not you.
I'm assuming A kind of fills us in a way, seeing.
It's up to A. Yeah.
Not immediately, but yes. I think after a fashion, I'll let you guys know what I.
Let me ask you this, since you take a moment before you tell them, how is A feeling right now?
Oh, just absolutely dreadful. Just, this is. He's probably never seen so much of this stuff like this.
I will say that Iggy and Lorelei, before A shares this information, you see that dread in his face and his expression, an expression you have not seen A or Ash have before.
Oh, wow. You think all this negative emotion, if you think about it, I'm trying to think this is what's corrupting the memory. That's that extreme guilt and depression that she's probably not remembering it right.
This is clouding over every memory she has.
So then the way that we get to the truth is you gotta clear this.
Hey, your eyes just move back to Elizabeth after explaining this. You see the dripping ichor, you see her face just exhausted, and quietly in your mind you hear, I'm at fault. I did everything wrong. I did everything wrong. Just repeats over.
So how do we clear this?
First thing is we need the actual Elizabeth here.
Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
As you are watching her, I want you to go ahead and roll just plus weird.
Sure.
Because you can see that partner is still kind of nearby, trying to wipe off all this ick, but it just keeps coming back as fast as he's wiping it.
Yep. Plus weird. Plus one. Please do not be a crap roll. Hey, finally, I get a good one.
What'd you get?
13.
13.
Nice.
As she's just kind of staring downward, and partner's just trying to wipe, he's like, ah, this stuff's, oh, it's bad, it's just so, yeah, and he's trying to wipe it off of his own hand, he's like, ah, it's everywhere. And her eyes just kind of look up towards you, Iggy. And then she just kind of looks, like, blinks for a moment, and then looks back down.
Iggy, like, on a hunch, she just waves.
Her eyes go back up a little bit, a little confused, but she's very tired. She watches the hand, but she doesn't seem to know exactly what's moving. And then she just shakes her head again and looks back down.
Okay. Give me a second here. I'm trying to think of the most... Dad, somebody give me a dad joke right now, please.
A dad joke?
Why this a dad be, joke?
Because this is Iggy's thinking, and this is probably going to be the stupidest thought, but he's going to try it.
Oh my god.
I just Googled my dad jokes. So I'm not smart enough to.
Hold on, I'm going to do some. I'll look a little quick.
Sure.
Okay. You know, I was always afraid of the calendar. Its days are numbered.
Roll of manipulate, so it was a minus two.
So minus one in this case.
Correct.
Okay.
Minus one. That's still an 11.
She just looks confused, like, what? And she looks up, shakes her head a bit, like, looking around, like, trying to find the source of that horrible joke.
He does the same thing, just like...
You know, what do you call a fish that's wearing a bow tie? Sophisticated.
Fail!
She jumps at the waka, pool waka. A little bit, actually.
What? I thought that was on...
I'm going to punch you.
Oh,
oh please don't. That's going to hurt a lot.
She just...
Actually, you know what? Yeah, I know what? I dare you.
And then, A, you'll notice that what with what Iggy and Lorelai are doing, of course, your eyes move towards Elizabeth, who's looking now towards all of you.
Please get the hint. He's sticking his head. Please get the hint. Please get the hint. Please get the hint.
Who are you? Why are you here?
A, please take the lead. And please get the hint I'm trying to do.
I once woke up and saw an elephant in my pajamas. What it was doing in my pajamas, I don't know.
Are you here to tease me?
No, now I'm really confused. What was an elephant doing in your pajamas?
Oh, I damn it. Slap Iggy.
Ow! Notice that Lorelai didn't punch me yet. I think she got over it.
She just sighs.
Punch.
Ow!
She just sighs towards you and shakes her head. Look, just leave me alone. Then she turns away.
We're not going to change the memory, guys.
But we could try to lighten the mood.
I put a hand on Iggy's shoulder. I think you got the right idea. Just wrong target.
Who am I targeting?
The real Elizabeth. I call off for Elizabeth, like the actual Elizabeth that we know.
You see... Actually, no. I'm going to have you roll plus weird. With a minus one, so just straight.
Plus weird, straight. Look, another 10.
Stop it.
How the hell?
Stop it.
What is happening?
Very weakly, you can see the light shimmer, and you can see the silhouette of Elizabeth. And she just looks towards you without answering you.
Just make sure I reach out and touch her on the shoulder.
You can kind of feel her, but your hand kind of goes through her.
I'm going to summon every ounce of energy that I have. I'm going to need every ounce of power for this.
Okay, do you need our help?
No, I think I'm fine. I'm just going to gather up everything I can and muster up everything I have.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hug her.
Roll plus luck.
Ooh.
Okay.
Good thing you never have luck, Luke.
Yeah, and I haven't used any of my luck, so that's great.
That's a plus three, then.
Okay.
The 2d6s.
2d6s. That's out of 6, plus 3 is going to be 9. Finally, not a 10.
A mixed success.
We take... Oh, wait, you forgot plus 1.
With your plus
1. Oh, plus 1. God damn it! But also awesome! But also god damn it!
God damn it with your 10s!
What is happening?
You're breaking my games!
Weird.
As you... hug her. Your magic transfers slightly to her. The residual magic that's left over from her pushing her magic to you kind of comes back into her, and she takes a breath, and you can see a little bit more light go into her. She looks towards you.
It's hard to stay here. I'm trying. That helps. What's going on?
Elizabeth. What happened there? It wasn't your fault.
It wasn't?
You were used.
But I should have still been able to see the signs.
You're a kid. For all we know, somebody told the wrong sign. Or put down the wrong sign for you.
It was a setup. It was a setup from the get-go.
But...
sabotage!
There was no way.
Sabotage.
I should have been able to see it when I entered the room. How did I not notice it prior?
Because you were so distracted with trying to remember the ritual.
That's not you like me, lost... though. I study
no.
so often.
Who did you study with, besides yourself?
The witches have many teachers. I learned under a few different people.
But this specific ritual, did somebody actually teach you it?
We don't learn it on our own. We're part of a group of witches that learn it, and...
And?
Grandma Helena taught us. She teaches everyone how to do it, but it's not an individual lesson. I don't understand how she could change it for me when there were others there. Again, I don't know how I could miss this.
I think we have to look at the bigger picture here. It could have been anyone. She taught all of you the wrong, using the wrong circle, knowing what will happen. I think this and your parents and what happened when you actually summoned what was about to be Lilith, it was all one big cosmic accident. And if I was here, if I remember what Helena said, according to Lorelei, she didn't expect that.
If she didn't expect that, then maybe I wasn't supposed to call them yet either, though. What if I was supposed to call something smaller? It doesn't make sense, and she just rubs her head a little bit. I mean, it's possible I could have been sabotaged, but I don't know.
A, as you're looking towards her, as you're kind of holding her still, black ichor falls from her now. But it falls from where her eyes are.
Oh.
None of this was your fault.
She looks towards you.
You were too young. You were shouldered with a heavy burden.
And you trusted someone that you thought was trustworthy.
Her head turns towards the little girl turned away.
All I could think about was that I would never see them again. That my last thought of them would be them smiling. Encouraging me to go ahead and do it at my own pace.
Iggy kind of has a sad looking face, like, if anything, for a last memory of your parents, God, I wish I had that. It sounds nice. And I would focus on that.
She just moves her hands to her head.
Whenever I tried, all I could imagine them was covered in blood. But they're still smiling faces, trying to tell me not to blame myself. It was haunting and terrifying. I tried so much to get past it. Abuela tried so much to help me, but the only way to fully get rid of it was to just shut it out.
And then she moves her hand towards one of the pillars of dripping black ichor and catches some of it.
Blocking it out was the only solace I had. It was hurtful, but at least I was safe. At least I could continue.
Now we know.
She looks towards you again.
None of this was supposed to happen in the first place. And none of this starts with you. The end results, all of it, the things you remember. It all starts with somebody. Starts with somebody else.
And we're gonna get to the bottom of this.
How do I just move past the trauma, though? I can't just will it away.
No. You get kind of distinct for a minute. You don't. It's gonna... That loss... You're gonna feel it. But the only thing we can do is just surround ourselves with people, other people that remind us we're not alone, we're loved, and it's okay to miss them, but that shouldn't blind us to the fact that we're still alive, despite everything. And the people we do lose wouldn't want us to just lock ourselves up and just not feel it.
She watches you very intently, Iggy, as you speak. And then she just kind of steps over towards you and looks downward a little bit.
I'm sorry you don't have a memory to hold on to.
Yeah, it's... If it's something I wish I had, I'd give anything to have a single memory of them. But it isn't meant to be. The only thing I can do is cherish the memories I do have with those I love.
She just nods a bit. She looks towards you, eh? Right. So, then now what?
Well, we gotta clear this stuff out.
Ah, that's gonna be a tall order.
I mean, I was gonna try to, like, I don't know, make her laugh, but that slowly wasn't working.
She can see you, and she looks towards you quickly.
Apparently!
She just looks towards her.
Do you have any memory of meeting us at, like, this age?
No. She starts to step towards her. I don't.
Yeah, this is weird.
And then she carefully, slowly puts a hand out and then kind of winces a bit and then puts a hand back out again and places it onto her shoulder. And you see the little girl stop and then slowly turn towards her. She just kind of watches her for a moment.
It's not our fault.
And you see some of the black ichor begin to crack.
Oh crap, it's working.
She looks towards Yue. And then she looks back towards the little girl. And then she just kind of envelops her. You see that white shimmering light turn into a barrier around the little girl, and then all of it begins to crack. And then the scene just opens, and you can see now just a room with warm tea on a table. She is wrapped in blankets in a recovery position, just trying to breathe and understand through this traumatic experience. And you can hear soft voices outside. We have to do something to help the poor girl. She lost her parents. And we don't know what the fuck happened out there. What was that? Grandma Helena's not telling us anything. I don't even think she might know. Did she know she was that powerful? No, I had no idea. If she didn't tell me, why would she know? Unless you think she... Why would she hide that information? The circle was completely smeared. I couldn't tell what... Was something wrong with it, maybe? You hear one of them say. I haven't the faintest idea. I mean, with all the blood there. They just cover their mouth. Good lord. And you see... another figure enter the room. You see Grandma Helena there. And you realize that the reason that Elizabeth couldn't hear was she tuned everything else out and only could focus on her own guilt and her own depression. Grandmother Helena looks around and then looks towards her and looks towards them. There's not much we can do. She's not safe here. Whatever tried to come through, we'll probably try again. We have to find a place for her. And then you see somebody rush in quickly. Grandmother Helena, someone's here to see you. But she wouldn't take no for an answer. I was telling her that there's something going on. And then you see a cane smack them on the head. Ah!
Oh, God.
And they hold their head a little bit. And then you see a younger abuela start to step in. She's not too much younger. You see grays in her hair, of course. And she just stands wearing a dress of different hues of reds and blues as she looks around. And she goes, don't you dare tell me what I can and cannot do. I will end you. Then she just kind of glares towards this person. Now get. And the other one gets really quickly. And she looks towards the other two. Get. And the other two quickly run out, leaving her and Helena alone. She looks towards Helena with a little bit of anger. What have you done? Helena just looks towards her. I don't know what you... And Abuela just steps forward. Helena, what did you do? And she just kind of glares towards her. Mariana, you have no right to yell at me in this manner. And Abuela just shakes her head.
Well, mystery's over. We found
mystery's
out.
Mystery's over. Game's over.
Okay,
bye.
Game's over. Yeah, game's over, apparently.
Yeah, we found out. That's it.
Game done. Game done. Okay. Back in. She just glares towards her. Whatever you did to that poor girl will follow her for the rest of her days. What am I supposed to do for her? What are you going to do for her? And Grandmother Helena just shakes her head. Whatever she called forth was not what I was anticipating. What were you anticipating? Tell me what your plan was now. She turns away. I was hoping for a smaller one. Are you out of your mind? And she just kind of turns toward her. I don't know what you want from me. We needed the magic. The coven is dying. And then she shakes her head. This is why I left. Because this is what you did. This is your doing. You looked into the old magics instead of moving with the new. That's your fault. And now you've brought the child into your teachings. And she spits on the ground in front of her. Despicable. The girl will come with me. She will be safe in my wards. And you will not step foot into Will Branch. Now let me through. And she just starts to push past her. And you see Helena shivering with anger as well as fear. And that's when the memory starts to fade as you see her move towards the bundle. Poor Elizabeth, wrapped in this warm blanket. She looks up, and Abuela kneels down.
You can call me Abuela. You're going to stay with me. You'll be safe.
Okay? And she just slowly nods. And that's when the memory ends. And as the memory fades and you all see yourself back in Torres's abode, you see Elizabeth slowly open her eyes, tears filled. She looks towards you all a little bit.
Iggy just turns to A. It's Mariana?
And that's where we're going to end the session.
God damn it!
Thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us for the franchise TV here. I'm also a big story. It's 8:40. Of course we're gonna end the session there. That was the perfect line to end it on.
Fucking shit.
We appreciate you all so much for coming. God, I missed this game. I've had so much fun. I hope you all enjoyed this game. Holy shit! You're welcome. Anywho, now you all know that mystery. The game's been over. I was just kidding. But even though you know her first name, do you know who she is? Not really. There's still many mysteries around Abuela. Who is she? What is she? Is she an old god too? Who knows? Anywho, moving forward.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean. So again, thank you everybody so much for hanging out with us. We really are super glad we're back. I missed Will Branch so much. I'm so glad we got to play. As always, I like to go over our favorite parts while I look and see if there's anybody available to raid. What was your best favorite parts?
Partner's back! Yay!
Yay!
After a long absence of half a day.
Exactly.
I mean, it felt like 3 weeks, man. At least.
Yeah, there you get rid of
a whole month, yeah.
It almost was a whole month without him. Oh my god.
What happened?
It's a lot.
What else was everyone's favorite part? Who wants to share their favorite parts?
That ending was actually really funny. Fucking, it's Mariana? Just fucking. Just
like, that's so the only thing Iggy took from that.
Yeah, exactly. It was so good. It was such a good exclamation mark on the whole session.
I did love that flashback of A and the Demon World. That was some great backstory lore.
Get us start building it, man. We haven't even started yet. Oh my god.
Like, also really well done of, like, well, tight I-core to emotion. Like, ooh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I like that too.
I'm glad you all had a good time. Any other favorite parts you want to share before we move to our ending screen?
Okay, you got one?
Pretty much Iggy having that blob and everyone's just like, the fuck we do?
Oh, thanks, guys.
The fuck we do?
Thanks, guys. I'll just go ahead and blow a bubble out here.
It's
what we do.
The magic that all humans can create. Hubba bubba.
Yeah, literally it's...
bazooka bubble gum.
God damn it. I was gonna say bazooka gel.
You're welcome.
Damn it.
Yes, I do apologize. I should have given a warning a little earlier that there were going to be themes of depression and anxiety and such, but I forgot, so I apologize on that one. Hopefully everyone's okay. Make sure you take care of yourselves. I appreciate you all for hanging out with us so much. If you like what you saw, give me a follow. Come check out when we're live. We have a D&D campaign and all that kind of stuff. It's a lot of fun. I won't be coughing up a lung later, hopefully. And if you like what you heard, and you're listening on podcasts, don't ignore the voice, though. Don't be like, I didn't like it because the voice was bad. That's going to fix itself, I promise. It'll be better next time. But if you like what you heard, consider leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. It would be super nice of you. It makes us happy, and it helps with discoverability. But really, don't you just want to make us happy?
Oh, yeah.
Anywho. We appreciate y'all so much. As we figure out who to raid into next, I'm going to move on to my ending stream. So thank you all so much for hanging out. Tomorrow we will be live with more Wyverns, Mark, Tales of Dresdrea, and then on Sunday it will be either a solo TTRPG or I'm playing some Baldur's Gate. Who knows? But until then, stay safe, be kind, and I shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. I want you to know that